bless? Is it not the communion of the blood of Christ? So the cup is Christ's invitation to relationship. It's not just ritual. The cup represents a covenant, and a covenant is a deep bond, and that bond is between us and Jesus. Through his blood, he doesn't just forgive us, he binds himself to us forever. And it's not just a memorial, it's a present moment of sharing in Christ's life. It's that representation of his love for us and his victory over death. So when we're taking the cup, we say, I accept your love, I accept your forgiveness, I accept your life. Right? That's what the communion is going to remind us of. We're not distant from him. We're in fellowship with him, heart to heart. So I want you to picture a dinner table with your best friends. And Jesus is sitting there, and he's smiling at you. And he's inviting you to what? Lean in? Lean in? Lean in a little closer, like he's got a secret just for you. Like he wants to share something special just with you. It's kind of what happens when we take the cup. In Matthew 26:27, Jesus said, take and drink. Every time we take the cup, we accept that invitation. We're saying yes to walking in daily relationship with him. By taking the cup, we share in his victory. His shed blood speaks of forgiveness and freedom and new beginnings. And when we take the cup, it's like we're saying, Lord, I receive again your grace and your victory over my fears, over my sins, and over my doubts. Now, the second part of 1 Corinthians 10:16 says, the bread which we break, is it not the communion of the body of Christ? Now, this speaks to us of the strength of his presence. The strength we have in his presence. The early church broke bread daily because they needed the daily strength of Jesus. Do we need the daily strength of Jesus? Mindy talked to us about that. Get in your word night and day, right? Because that's where our strength comes from. Communion refreshes our hearts and reminds us you're not alone. He is with us and he is in us. So before we approach the table of grace, the communion, Scripture invites us to examine our hearts. 1 Corinthians 11:28 says, and I'm going to read from the Amplified, but a person must prayerfully examine himself, not superficially, not quickly running out the door, prayerfully examine himself and his relationship to Christ, and only when he has done so, should he eat of the bread and drink of the cup? So right now, you got this nice little mirror, and when you open it up, it says reflect and confess and receive. So right now, Psalm 139:23 tells us to search me, O God, and know my heart. Linda, would you come up? Oh, you're here. Awesome. She remembered. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. So we are going to take a couple of minutes. You're going to look into that mirror. And you're going to come honestly. As you're looking into your own eyes, you want to talk to the Lord. You come to him honestly, and he's going to meet you with grace, okay? I want you to pause and ask Jesus, this is just between you and the Lord privately, Lord, show me what I need to surrender. Is there anyone I need to forgive? Is there anything I need to confess? Is there anything, Lord, standing between you and me? And is my heart open today to a deeper fellowship with you? So we're going to just have some instrumental playing, and I want you to have a moment with the Lord. Sweet little moment there with the Lord. Right now I'm going to invite Willow and Lori to come back up. We're going to sing a song as my other four ladies are going to pass the elements. And this is, I'm going to show you our little snafu today because I guess I left the little communion cups at home. So you're going to get a great big styrofoam cup. It's going to have a little tiny bit of juice. But just hold those and we will do communion together after the song, okay?
Thank you.
Delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, he took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Take the bread. In the same manner, he also took the cup after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death till he comes." Let's take the cup. Oh, Father God, Lord, we do thank you for meeting with us here. Thank you for your gift of grace and mercy that you have given us through Jesus. Thank you for making a way that we can have relationship with you. And thank you for this opportunity to get away from the everyday and to lean in a little bit more. Lord, we love you. We praise you in Jesus' name. Okay, so a quick reminder. We're going to close in one more song just because we got to go out on praise and worship. And then we're going to have our break, and we're going to go to our discussion groups by what time? 11 a.m. And Angelina, you're going to be at the door passing out those discussion questions for me. Okay, like, yeah, she's going to get ready. That was your cue. She's learning. She'll know me yet. Okay, all right. Okay, ladies, take it away.
Up again.
You are. You do what you say you do.
that day I've run my race, I'll finally see you face to face, and nothing that will separate. I believe I'll join with every tribe and tongue, and bow before the Lamb of God, singing holy, holy, holy one. I believe.
Praise God. Praise you, Jesus, that we can stand here and sing to you, that we can proclaim that we believe in you, that we can proclaim the wondrous works and things that you've done for us, God. But most of all, we want to seek your face, not just your hands. We want to know you more and more. Thank you for this time that we've had so far sitting at your feet, God. We love you, Jesus. In your name we pray. Amen.